following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
But they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
In the USA, we love road trips. But when you hit the open road to see the world's largest ball of yarn...
That's a lot of yarn!
Yep.
Visit Beecher's Bear Ranch in Brogdon, North Carolina.
Bear!
Oh my.
Or the exciting town of Boring, Oregon. Your car goes too. Protect your engine with Mobil Super Motor Oil. Its unique formulation helps prevent engine wear and sludge and extend engine life. Take care of the engine that takes care of you. Mobil Super for long engine life. Visit mobilsuper.us for more details.
The Home Depot has made a special buy on the new Hunter Fairhaven indoor ceiling fan with remote control, just $99.88. How's that for a breath of fresh savings? People have looked up to Hunter for over 100 years. Now you can look up to one for under $100. Thanks to the exclusive Hunter Fairhaven ceiling fan with remote control, just $99.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 29th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Farmers, did you know that T&L Irrigation Systems have a wide range of operating controls available that will match your pivot management requirements, and they're GPS ready? T&L's Precision Point Control 3 lets you set up to 5 variable application areas in either forward or reverse. Plus, you get real-time operating information. When combined with T&L's hydrostatic power and smooth continuous system movement, you also get even water application and a greater opportunity for improved crop yields. Learn more about the PPC3 and all the other pivot control options available by calling your local T&L dealer or visit T&L's website, TLIRR.com. That's TLIRR.com. T&L Pivot Systems, using proven hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
At Lind Eye Care and Optical, we have just one vision, taking good care of yours. That's why we're focused on you. At Lind Eye Care and Optical, seeing is believing. From the most up-to-date surgical procedures all the way to designer frames and sunglasses, we have everything you need all under one roof. You can trust your eyes to Drs. Diana Lind, Pat Bierbauer, and Betsy Turk. Call 308-236-8500 or stop by the corner of 41st Street and 7th Avenue in Kearney. At Lind Eye Care and Optical, we're focused on you.
Shopping for insurance? With Auto Owners Insurance, every policy comes with a local agent, providing you with the right coverage to fit your needs. When it comes to insurance, keep it simple. Talk with a real agent. Auto Owners Insurance, highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 4 years in a row, according to J.D. Power & Associates. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Roseland, Hastings, Minden, and Kennesaw. The Kroll Agency, and you, your winning combination.
For generations, Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry needs. Both locations now offer paved stone segmental pavers to beautify your driveway, patio, sitting area, or unique landscaping project. Call on our professional staff for design help. Take advantage of our years of combined experience at no extra cost to you. Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight?
Get your tickets now for Dierks Bentley, July 27th at the Buffalo County Fair.
That we all call home.
Tickets are going fast. Go to PickMyTickets.com now and see Dirks Bentley, presented by Midway Auto Dealerships. Order a ticket to Rodney Atkins with Casey James on July 28th and receive a $10 discount. Opening for Dirks Bentley, Nashville star Morgan Frazier. Don't miss your chance to see Dirks Bentley live at the Buffalo County Fair.
It's that time, 12 teams in 12 days, leading you up to Big Ten Media Days, July 26th through the 28th. We'll preview a different team each day. We'll head to the Legends Division for today's team.
Michigan State.
The Spartans. It's time for 12 teams in 12 days now on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio as we continue our 12 teams in 12 days getting ready for Big Ten Media Days in Chicago at the end of the month. And Michigan State is up next. Here is a team that many people believe could win the conference championship. And, of course, they have been playing some very, very good football the last 3 years under Mark D'Antonio, his sixth year getting ready at Michigan State. And Paul Cohen-Dyke joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from Spartan Magazine. And, Paul, welcome back to the program. Appreciate the time. And how's things going right now with Michigan State?
Well, I think there's a lot of excitement in the program. I think they kind of want to try to build on what they did last year. And, you know, I know they were happy with the back-to-back 11-win seasons the last 2 years, but I think there's kind of a sense maybe that there's some unfinished business. You know, it's nice to be the Legends Division champion, but they want to, you know, take it one step further and win the conference championship outright. They did win the conference championship, or at least tied for it 2 years ago, but they would, you know, they want to get to the Rose Bowl. That's always the goal. And you know, I think there's a lot of people around the program that feel that it could be in the cards if everything falls into place.
Well, obviously, two epic games last year with Wisconsin. It's hard to tab them as the rival when you got Michigan down the road, but what's the feeling about both of those games now that we've had time to digest them from the outstanding regular season finale to the championship game?
Well, I think what's going on with the program, at least with Michigan State, is it's similar to what, you know, you see in basketball, where you start looking up and down the conference standings and you think, well, you know, that's starting to get to be a good rivalry. I mean, when you're getting towards the top of the conference or you're competing for a championship, you know, year in and year out, I think that, you know, there's a lot of people that circle you on the schedule, and I think that's what's going on with Michigan State football. And I think one game to watch this year especially will be the Michigan State-Nebraska game. I know there's a lot of Spartans that felt like they were really flat out at Nebraska, and that'll be a game circled on the schedule. If you remember, Michigan State had played back-to-back-to-back games against Ohio State, Wisconsin, and Michigan before heading out to the road trip to Nebraska, and I think they were kind of out of gas at that point, and I think they'll be trying to make a statement when the two teams face in East Lansing this year. So that's one game that I'm interested to watch just because kind of neat to see what happens the year after, and sometimes they fall flat again, but you never know. And I think there will be some good rivalries built up, and I can see Michigan State and Nebraska being kind of a little rivalry. I know people want to, you know, kind of want to push the Iowa-Nebraska rivalry,
yeah.
But I think sometimes when you're in a conference, those things are kind of, you can't force them. It is what it is. And with Ohio guys kind of running the show in Nebraska and guys from Ohio running the show at Michigan State, I can see that being a natural rivalry, since a lot of guys on each staff know each other, and both schools are recruiting heavily in Ohio now.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I think it was like when Colorado wanted to be Nebraska's rival. It's more of an Iowa thing than a Nebraska thing. At least that's what fans around here think. And with some non-conference games in the past against Michigan State, there's some familiarity. And Husker fans, by the way, Paul, thank the Spartans for not playing their best game in Lincoln last year.
Yeah, it started out, you know, the first couple series, it's like, yeah, it looked like Michigan State was moving the ball, but, you know, on defense it was just flat, and I think, you know, they got a dose of the running game and got wore down, and it'll be interesting. I don't know the specifics of some of the wrinkles that Michigan State didn't expect from Nebraska, but they felt like the Husker coaching staff got the better of them a little bit.
Well, and it's going to be tough again. That game comes after back-to-back road games at Michigan and Wisconsin. Let's get right into the schedule before we break down the team a little bit. It's a very solid schedule for the Spartans this year, starting with Boise State.
Yeah, you get Boise State and Notre Dame in the non-conference, and that's a pretty good non-conference slate when you compare that to some of the SEC schools that are playing three FCS teams and that type of thing. So Boise State's going to want to make a statement. Michigan State's got some new pieces to the puzzle to kind of try to break in. It's going to be a tough game, I guess, for first-year starting quarterback Andrew Maxwell. But he's a guy that's going into his fourth year in the program. He should be ready to go, and I think what will help Michigan State this year as opposed to last year is that they're going to have a consistent running game because the offensive line is a bunch of veterans who have playing time and are very deep and talented. That's what they didn't have last year, and it was kind of a work in progress throughout the season. So I think it's going to be a battle-tested kind of club coming on a non-conference play. And then, like you said, at the front end of the Big Ten Conference, you get some big games, Wisconsin and Michigan and a whole lot of others.
We're talking with Paul Conendike here on the Doug and Daddy Show from Spartan Magazine as we talk Michigan State. You mentioned the new quarterback in Maxwell, and it sounds like you've got confidence in him. That's one thing on the field, but as everyone got to find out about Kirk Cousins, he was more than a great player on the field. He was a leader of this football team. What do they do to replace that giant void?
Well, I think Maxwell, from the last, maybe even last year, at this time last year, I remember talking to quarterbacks coach Dave Warner. And his challenge to Maxwell going into last summer was you need to start preparing as if this is your team. You need to start winning the locker room, developing relationships with all these guys, and being a giver like Kirk Cousins, putting other people in front of yourself. Not that Andrew didn't do that, but Warner wanted him to start doing the things that Kirk did off the field to kind of build his status in the program, and Maxwell did that. So I think he's got his team on his side. He's very, very smart from an X's and O's standpoint. And having been in the program for 4 years, he knows the offense as well as Cousins did. The one thing that he's got as a challenge is, a bunch of new wide receivers. Now, he's worked with those guys more than Kirk Cousins did because they've been with the twos with him for a long time. But he's also has a benefit that Cousins didn't have in that there's going to be a running game. So it's not always going to be, when there's a third and two, third and three, it's not always going to be, hey, it's going to be a pass. I mean, it's going to be a 50-50 scenario, and I think that'll benefit Maxwell. I know Michigan State, we didn't see it last year because of the offensive line was kind of a work in progress, but they want to be a 50-50 run-pass team, and if they can do that, and have balance, I think we'll see this offense cook a little bit. But it's going to be a transition period for Maxwell. It's one thing to know everything, and it's another thing to be able to do that on the field. So there's going to be some bumps in the road, but he's got a strong arm, a very good pro-style quarterback. When he signed with Michigan State 4 years ago, he was the number one quarterback taken in the Big Ten. Those guys don't really wait their turn very often. Usually a guy of that stature, a top 100 guy, is going to transfer out if he's not on the field in a year or two. But Maxwell has bided his time, and he's excited to go. And I think there's going to be a lot of excitement with what he can do. He throws the deep ball very, very well, and he makes quick reads. So it should be interesting to see how he progresses.
Well, we've talked with a couple of programs that have a veteran quarterback coming back and nothing to go with him. Well, it's kind of the opposite with Michigan State. You got this stud O-line, and last year I remember talking to Edwin Baker at Big Ten Media Days and all the big things that he was planning, and then Bell comes in and maybe even overshadows him a little bit, and he's just a junior. He should be explosive again this year.
Yeah, I think so. I think Le'Veon, as a freshman, he came pretty close to 1,000 yards, and he got hurt a little bit. As a sophomore, he really came on. What he does really well, he might not have the straight line speed of Baker, but he moves laterally very well for a guy that's 236 pounds. And, if you can get out there with a big physical offensive line and get the tight ends going and the fullback and all that good stuff, they can grind a little bit this year, whereas in the past few years, it seems like the offensive line's always been in a rebuilding mode. So that'll be big. I think the one big question mark, besides an unproven quarterback, would be young wide receivers. Michigan State had three seniors that affected large in the passing game last year. Two of them were draft picks. So that's going to be another thing to pay attention to. how Maxwell interacts with those receivers. They can take some kind of heat off him with a big tight end, Deion Sims. If he stays healthy, he's got a chance to be one of the top tight ends in the conference. And you know, I think it's going to be a little bit of a work in progress in terms of Maxwell getting his feet wet. But I think by the middle of the Big Ten season, he's going to be rolling if he can stay healthy.
Couple minutes left here with Paul Konendyk of Spartan Magazine. You talk about the wide receivers. You bring in a kid in DeAnthony Arnett who had played at Tennessee. He gets a waiver from the NCAA. He's eligible right away. How much can you tell us about this kid? Is he going to be a big-time player for you guys?
Well, I think that's a good news about the receivers is that he was eligible for spring football, and he came out as number four on the depth chart with amongst receivers. Now, it's not because he didn't play well. He played pretty good. It's that some of the guys played a little bit better than him, and also because I think there's a terminology factor. You know, he had to get used to an entirely new offense. Now, he has experience playing from Tennessee. He was their second leading receiver. He's a top 100 kid coming out of Saginaw High, same program that produced Charles Rogers and Lamar Woodley, among others. And, you know, he is an exciting athlete. I think he can do a lot of things in space, and he runs very good routes. I haven't seen a guy get as much separation as he does on little moves. I mean, he's very efficient with his route running, and he gets good separation. The thing for him is going to be how quickly does he learn the terminology? Is he on the same page with his quarterback? That could be a big factor. Another kid that had a good spring, Keith Mumphrey out of Vienna, Georgia. He's a big pro-style guy. He fit very well in Nebraska. You know, he's like 6'2", range 210, but he also runs like a 4.435, according to coaches, and he's starting to come on a little bit. He's had to wait his turn. And Benny Fowler is another guy, state track champ from Detroit Country Day a few years back. He had a good freshman season, missed most of last year with an injury, but if he's healthy, he's got a good rapport with Andrew Maxwell from their time on the scout team together, and he could be the leading receiver on the team this fall.
Well, we've chatted so much already, and we haven't even really touched on the defense, and everything I'm reading, all the folks that follow Michigan State a little bit think that their defense might be the story of this football team, and Golston is such a stud. How good? Is this going to be the best one in recent memory?
Well, I think it's going to all depend on if Anthony Rashad White, nose tackle, can play as well as Terrell Worthy did. Now, that's a large task, but he played better than Terrell Worthy, in my opinion, in the bowl game. So it's going to come down to those guys in the middle, but I think everybody else is a little bit better. You've got 19 out of the 22 guys in the two deep returning on defense. Right. And the other question is at safety, there's still a little bit of there's competition at free safety to replace Trenton Robinson, who's a six-round draft pick of the 49ers. But the guys that are competing there both have ability, and there'll be another guy incoming freshman, Demetrius Cox, All-American out of Pennsylvania. He might be in the mix there as well, but they should have good talent at the free safety, but it's not going to be a three-year captain like a three-year starter and a team captain like Trenton Robinson. That's another concern.
Well, Paul, it looks like we're going to know a lot about this Michigan State team by the end of September with Boise State, Notre Dame, and Ohio State, but the good news is they're all at home.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's always beneficial. I mean, it'd be a lot easier to play those at home with a raucous crowd, and it's going to be exciting. You know, I think a lot of people are excited about this season. There's brand-new scoreboards that are going up, the biggest in the country, and it should keep some more noise in Spartan Stadium, which is already pretty loud. So it should be a good season, and it should be a lot of fun.
I know it's only July. What's your gut? Is this a team that can do as good as everybody thinks? What's your gut feeling on Michigan State this year?
Well, I think it's a team that can do as good as everyone thinks, but I've seen a lot of teams that are capable of winning 12 games, winning 11 games, win 9 games. It's a matter of some of those breaks that go one way or the other. If a team gets some breaks, then yeah. If not, maybe not.
And our final question, we've been asking everybody, and we'll continue to do so. Who do you like seeing winning the two divisions and possibly playing in the championship game? Even though Ohio State can't play in there, what's your thoughts on the two winners this year?
You know, my thought on the whole Ohio State thing is people always talk about Urban Meyer being better than it's Urban Meyer time. I mean, I don't know how you can do better than Jim Tressel in terms of wins and losses. I mean, that's a record that, you know, you can talk about living up to that, but I can't see that going up a notch. I'm gonna say, you know, I guess Michigan State, Wisconsin. It sounds like a homer. I don't know a whole lot about the other side. I mean, Purdue's kind of a wild card. you know, they're the kind of guys that'll throw sand in your eye and bite and kick and claw. So, you know, watch out for Purdue. They've got a lot of guys coming back, but you know, I'm thinking that maybe Michigan State or Nebraska coming out of the Legends Division, and you know, I'll go with Wisconsin until someone unseats them on the other side.
Paul, you've been around long enough. All this coming down with Penn State, we talked about it on the show yesterday too. Don't the fans of Big Ten football want to see Penn State not get put on real big-time sanctions here? You've already got Ohio State in trouble, and it can't help the league if Penn State gets put on major NCAA sanctions, can it?
I don't know. I mean, it's such a polarizing situation. You know, it's different with Ohio State because you've got people that are trying to get an unfair advantage through, you know, compliance issues. This is totally different, and I think you know, it's repulsive what happened out there, and I think I feel differently about the whole Penn State thing than I do about Ohio State because, you know, it's kind of guys doing one thing, you know, trying to break the rules to benefit themselves, and on the other end, you've got like a horrible monster that's ruined the lives of countless kids. So I don't know. I mean,
let me look at the law.
It doesn't help the Big Ten to have major programs in the conference. You know, get hit up for violations or sanctions or whatever you want to call. But I don't know. There's part of me that thinks that, you know, something's got to be done with the whole Penn State thing just because of what happened there. But I don't know. You know, I honestly don't follow that as closely as I probably should, just because reading those articles just makes my skin crawl.
Yeah, I agree with you. And Paul, thanks for the extended stay. We kept you over time here, but great stuff on Michigan State, and that should be a whale of a game when the Huskers come up to East Lansing, and we look forward to talking to you a couple of times before then.
Well, hopefully the people in East Lansing are as hospitable as everyone in Lincoln, because you know, they like to kick people's butt, but everyone's nice in Lincoln. I really enjoyed coming out there last year. So hopefully we can do the same thing up here.
Well, when we get closer, we'll find out all the hot spots and what to do when folks come up for the Michigan State game. Paul, again, thanks for the time, and enjoy the rest of your summer.
All right, take care.
That's Paul Conendyke from Spartan Magazine with our Big Ten feature. Michigan State, what a game they had last year with Wisconsin. Of course, the tip pass at the end, and then going into the championship game. Even though Nebraska beat them, that was not enough to get Nebraska in the championship. Nebraska winning last year's game 24-3, by far the quietest outing offensively, and they start with Boise State. Got to get by that Friday night game. Boise State's been taking everybody out lately. Then Central Michigan on the road, which is weird, and then Notre Dame and Eastern Michigan at home, Ohio State at home. Then it's off to Indiana, hosting Iowa, and then the brutal stretch at Michigan, at Wisconsin, and hosting Nebraska three consecutive weeks before finishing off with Northwestern and Minnesota. But it looks like Michigan State, outside of going to Wisconsin, because if you go to Michigan, that's the rivalry game. I don't see that as such a big deal and travel-wise, but everything else pretty much sets up to have Boise State at home, Notre Dame at home, Ohio State and Nebraska at home. Michigan State could have one whale of a year. We'll be back with more on Monday's program. We'll be delving into Penn State. We'll be looking at Michigan. And, of course, it all culminates on the 25th with our Husker Roundtable taking a long look at Nebraska football. It's been a long day here at the Hilltop Mall with our annual hot dog eating contest. And we'll have more getting close to wrapping things up right after this.
Superstation Sports Center.
Good afternoon, filling in for Mike Will. I'm Tyson Ivronik with a check on sports on your ESPN Radio Superstation. Offensive guard Spencer Long and defensive tackle Baker Steinkuhler are among the 71 players on the Outland Trophy watch list for the nation's top linemen, as voted on by the Football Writers of America. Long started every game in the 2011 season for an offensive line that helped Nebraska rank 15th nationally at 217 yards per game. A two-year starter for the Blackshirts, Steinkuhler started all 13 games for Nebraska in 2011, totaling 40 tackles, including a pair of sacks from his defensive tackle spot. The Nebraska basketball team will travel to El Paso, Texas for the 2012 Sun Bowl Invitational. The four-team tournament also features host UTEP, Central Michigan, and Arkansas Pine Bluff, and will take place on December 22nd and the 23rd. Nebraska makes its second appearance in the Sun Bowl Invitational and are the first Big Ten team to participate since Northwestern did back in 2003. The wait is almost over for baseball fans as the American and National Leagues return from the All-Star break with full schedules. The Cubs and the Arizona Diamondbacks Diamondbacks are the first up this afternoon in Chicago's Wrigley Field at 1:20. The team with the best record in baseball brings the largest division lead into the second half of the season. The 52-33 New York Yankees are 7 games clear of Baltimore headed into tonight's game against the Los Angeles Angels club that is 4 back of Texas in the AL West. The Rangers are at Seattle. The White Sox had a great first half. Now the challenge is continuing that solid play for the rest of the season. The first-place White Sox open the season's second half with a 3-game series against the Kansas City Royals at Kauffman Stadium as they look to remain atop the AL League Central and return to the playoffs. Bruce Chen is on the hill for the Kansas City Royals and Jose Quintero on the hill for the White Sox. You can hear the game at 7:10 on The Breeze 94.5. U.S. Open champion Webb Simpson withdrew from the British Open today as he awaits the birth of his second child. It'll be the second time in the last 5 years the British Open is missing the U.S. Open champion. Tiger Woods didn't play in 2008 because of a season-ending knee injury the day after he won the U.S. Open. Prosecutors have agreed to reset Adrian Peterson's court date to August 6th on a misdemeanor charge stemming from an incident at a Houston nightclub. The Minnesota Vikings running back was charged with resisting arrest and briefly jailed after a confrontation with an off-duty police officer. Peterson said outside the courtroom that he is 200% innocent and he didn't push, shove, touch anyone that night, especially not an officer. The debate over Joe Paterno's legacy is in full swing. Yesterday, former FBI Director Louis Freeh released a 267-page report on the investigation of the sexual molestation scandal involving former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky, and it was highly critical of Paterno and the higher-ups at the school. Freeh says Paterno and other top school officials buried child sexual abuse allegations against Sandusky for more than a decade to avoid bad publicity. And sentencing has been delayed for former Sydney High School assistant football coach Robert Lance Lewis, who pled guilty earlier to 2 drug possession charges. Sydney High School relieved Lewis from his coaching duties not long after the arrest. That's a check of sports this afternoon on your ESPN Radio Superstation.
Come on in and get a great buy when you visit DrivePlumCreek.com from your home computer and see Plum Creek Motors today.
When prices are so high, they're getting
get a great buy when you see Plum Creek Motors in Lexington. Plus, when you visit DrivePlumCreek.com online, you get to browse through a tremendous inventory of Central Nebraska's largest full-line General Motors dealer. And remember, if they don't have it at Plum Creek Motors, they can get it for you. The year's best deals are closer than you think, because right now it's easier than ever when you go online and see DrivePlumCreek.com. Let them put you in the driver's seat today. 1111 Plum Creek Parkway across from the Dawson County Fairgrounds, Lexington.
Come on and get a great buy.
Plum Creek Motors, online at DrivePlumCreek.com. Save big today.
And the Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, our extended edition today on the 2012 Doug and Danny Hot Dog Eating Contest. And congratulations to our champion, Billy Fletcher of Holdridge. He mows down 14 nearly quarter pound Troutman hot dogs today to take the championship. The initial champion, Josh Jeldon, finished in second but was way back at just 10 dogs today. We had a ton of folks that finished off 8, but Billy Fletcher, the winner of the trophy, the golden bucket, and all of the great gifts that go along with it. Thanks again to Hilltop Mall, Troutman's Quality Meats, and Culligan for helping sponsor Tri-City Storm and more. Just heard about Michigan State football with our friend Paul Konendike of Spartan Magazine. I'll tell you what, folks, we're going to talk with Mark Snyder of the Detroit Free Press about Michigan coming up on Monday. And Monday, we want to remind you that we will be at Meadowlark Hills for the annual Nebraska Children's Home Golf Tournament. We've been a part of this organization and helping them at their golf tournament since its inception. And we'll be up there helping with foster families, a placement of children, and trying to help families along the way. Great organization, and their golf tournament is Monday up at Meadowlark Hills, and we will be there. But getting back to Michigan State, you take a look at the premier matchup. Boise State finds a way to win that one game that somebody somewhere will play them, whether it was Georgia last year or whether it was Oregon State or whoever it is. It seems like it's a quality, as the years go on for Boise State, more quality opponents is who they are playing. And Boise State, that first Friday night, August the 31st, unfortunately a lot of high school football that everybody will want to be going out and watching, but that'll be a marquee game, Boise State at Michigan State. Then they go to Central Michigan, ironically, and then 3 straight home games, and they're tough. Notre Dame, Eastern Michigan, and Ohio State. But of all the schools, you're always going to find that stretch where you've got some tough, tough runs in the conference. And the tough run for Michigan State will be the middle of the conference. They start with Ohio State, Indiana, Iowa, but then, as you heard, at Michigan, at Wisconsin, and then hosting Nebraska in three consecutive weeks before finishing with Northwestern and Minnesota. So Michigan State has a lot of quality football teams that they're going to be playing this year, and they don't have Kirk Cousins back there. Andrew Maxwell, the junior, really going to have to step up. All the other pieces are there, running back, wide receiver, offensive line, defense. Golston just a junior, and he is a man. But Michigan State will have their most important games in that three-week stretch with Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nebraska. And speaking of the Huskers, let's take a quick look at our weekly TNL recruiting update. We've been talking more about it throughout the week. Husker Recruiting Report brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems, because choosing the right recruit for Nebraska could be a difficult decision, but choosing your pivot system, well, the choice is simple with TNL, providing a safe, hassle-free, and reliable hydrostatically powered pivot for continuous movement and even water distribution. Find out how easy the choice is yourself by contacting your nearest TNL dealer, or you can go online at TLIRR.com. Of course, a lot of the incoming kids, big one with Johnny Stanton coming in, the quarterback giving his commit. Maybe you also talk a little bit of baseball. Nebraska has picked up a couple of baseball commits in the last 36 hours. One is in-state and one is from Missouri. And Jackson Reitz is out of Norris. He is a Super State first-team selection as a sophomore. He hit .536 as a freshman, broke his wrist, and played through the injury, batting .425. He always wanted to go to Nebraska, he told the Lincoln Journal-Star. Colton Howell is out of Missouri. He's a pitching prospect, but also can play infield. He hit .483 this year with 9 doubles, a slugging percentage of .640, and he comes from the same high school in O'Fallon, Missouri, as former Husker Cody Ashy. So that's what's going on with Husker recruiting right now, and it could be a little quiet time for a Big Red. May get one or two more oral commits, but the feeling is 13 oral commits. They're a little bit farther ahead of where, obviously, last year, because they didn't have as many scholarships to offer. But Nebraska still has some spots that they want to be looking for and find and see what they can come up with. Nebraska continuing to make strides in recruiting, and now they're going to have to concentrate more on what's going on the field. Our TNL recruiting report brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems. The choice is simple with the TNL pivot system. Couple of other sports notes for you as we wind down the Doug and Daddy Show here on this Friday. We told you we'd keep you up to date what's going on the golf course out in Utah. Scott Gucheski has yet to tee off, and when he does, he'll find himself four back instead of the three back, 8 under par, so nobody's really running away. You know, on these web.com nationwide tour events, somebody always runs a long way away and goes to a low number. Gucheski, a 467 yesterday. He tees off here in just about 1 hour. For John Hurley, he is finishing up his second round at the John Deere Classic. He got off to a great start yesterday and then finished with 3 straight bogeys. Today, couldn't get things going right away. Then in the middle of his round, and he's playing the front nine last, so the ninth hole will be his last hole of the day. But it's been an up-and-down round for Hurley. He had a double bogey just a couple of holes ago after getting 3 birdies in a 4-hole stretch. He birdied 1, he birdied 2, he birdied 4, but then he double bogeys 5. And so for today, he finds himself at even par and is still 1 over for the tournament with just 3 holes to play. He'll need a miraculous finish here, because right now they're setting the cut at 3 under par. I guess if Hurley can find a way to birdie in, he might have a chance to make the cut, but it does not look very promising for Hurley. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this.
Mid-America market. Starting to see some creep in. The market's brought to you by Abilene Machine. When you need an ag equipment part for any make or model, Abilene Machine has it. See them this week at the 3i Show in Dodge City, or visit AbileneMachine.com. A little bit of negativity sneaking into the corn market. July corn down 15 and a half now at 7.55 and three quarters. September is still up 8 cents at 7.39 and quarter. The supply and demand report and the weather still having an impact on the corn and soybeans markets, but maybe it's beginning to ease just a little bit because we're seeing some softness creep into soybeans too. July beans unchanged, 25 and three quarters. August beans up a penny at 15.72 and a half. July soybean meal up $11 and a dime at 489.90. And July soybean oil is up 42 cents at 53.57. Wheat still performing well. July Kansas City wheat up 16 cents at 8.37. September up 4.5 cents at 8.51 and a half. And the December Kansas City wheat at 8.78 is up 11 and three quarter cents. So the wheat still continues to do fairly well. Let's look at what happens in the livestock markets, and it is all bad. Sorry about that. August live cattle down 7 cents at 116.95. October down 60 cents at 120.05. August feeder cattle down 87 cents at 140.35. January 2013, 148.80. The price there, that's down $2.55. Lean hogs struggling as well. July lean hogs down a quarter at 97.05. August down 87 cents at 91.40. So we're having our difficulties with the livestock markets. Soybeans are still holding their own. Wheat is up and corn is trending down. MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe. This year, people are celebrating the Ford Summer Sales event with burgers and new friends and me.
Ford Fusion is very spacious and comfy.
It looks fantastic.
Oh, my gosh, love the Fiesta. This was fun.
Good-looking car.
Like, for real, Taurus, this is what you take to the club.
It's like a sports car, but luxurious. It's a Ford Explorer.
It drives really nicely.
It's very impressive.
I had no idea that Ford made cars with such good fuel economy and safety. I mean, this is really amazing.
The real party's going on down at your local Ford dealer. Stop by. It's the Summer Sales event, and you're invited.
It's the Summer Sales event, on now at your Midwest Ford dealers. Come in and get 0% financing for 60 months on Fusion. The Ford Summer Sales event ends soon, so visit your Midwest Ford dealers for a test drive today. 60 months at $16.67 per month per thousand financed, regardless of down payment. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. Excludes Fusion Hybrid. Payments may vary. Dealers determine prices. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 9/3/12. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
People you know,
community people,
people you know,
community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us, Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC, community people you know.
Something special happened at the Kearney GNC store when we recently reopened it under new ownership. The Gold Card became an everyday 20% savings benefit, the same as it has always been at our Hastings location, but it isn't all about price, it's about effectiveness. This is Bo Huffman of the Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're willing to share your goals, we're committed to helping you reach them, and it's that simple. We want everybody to live long, healthy lives. See us at GNC Hilltop Mall Kearney and the Osborne Plaza in Hastings, just north of Walmart. Live well.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, down the home stretch here at Hilltop Mall, where the 2012 hot dog contest has finished up, and I can tell that it's getting into everybody's noggins. Maybe you're tired of that regular routine, something different than a hot dog. We'll go see our friends at Big Daly's Deli, two locations in Hastings, also in Kearney. Big Daly's is the home of a bazillion sandwiches, so you can go numerous times and get something new every time you go up there, whether it's just a plain old turkey sandwich, roast beef sandwich, ham sandwich, or whether you want to put everything together at once. Oh, I tried the Big Jake last time I was up there. That's more than a meal, folks. Try that out at Big Daly's Deli. They've also got soups, salads. You can put the combo meal together with chips, cookies, fruit cups, drinks. It's all there for you, and it's going on at Big Daly's Deli on top of the hill in Kearney, 3905 North 2nd Avenue, and in Hastings, 610 East South and 801 West 2nd Street. Probably a couple of other sports notes that we want to pass along to you is that we've got Mr. basketball going into the Miss Basketball this weekend, and that is currently going on. It is day two at the UNK Health and Sports Center. The air conditioning is the place to be. Also at Kearney Catholic's Cope Coliseum. Games tip off every hour and 10 minutes, and the 12:30 games are underway. 11 Nebraska teams are competing. The single elimination tournament for these 64 teams that are in the field begin tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., and then the championship game is going on Sunday night. There will be the Kearney Area All-Star Game at 7 o'clock on Sunday. You've got folks from all over central Nebraska represented in that. Jeff Thober of Ravenna and Tom Dreher of Frankler coaching the teams, and then the national championship game will follow that contest tomorrow night at UNK. Horseman's Park, it's kind of been quiet this year. We haven't talked at all about it here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They expanded to two weekends, live racing down at Horseman's, where they have crowds of over 5,000 per day on the weekend, and their six-day meet begins tonight with racing at 6 o'clock. Now, they just have a handful of races. I believe it's five or six every single day, and so they've got 36 total races compared, six each day to the 19 they've had the first 5 years, and then they'll go again next weekend. So 6 o'clock racing tonight, 2 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday at Horseman's Park. A lot of fun. If you're looking for something different to do this weekend in Omaha, you might want to check that out. Going on at Horseman's Park. Also, Area Legion baseball tournaments getting underway today. Class B and C juniors, the younger kids, start playing their double elimination tournaments, trying to get to the state tournament. And Class B state tournament is in Shadron. The Area 5 tournament is being held at Albion, where at 5:30 Central City will play O'Neill, and then Pierce and Wayne will play at 8. Aurora gets a first round bye. They're the number one seed. Albion, the number two seed. The B6 juniors are being played at Holdridge, and today at 5, McCook plays Cozad, and at 8 o'clock, Holdridge plays Broken Bow. The number one seed getting a first round bye is Minden. They'll play tomorrow night at 8. The Class C junior state tournament is at North Bend, and the area tournament gets underway today in Donovan, where at 5 o'clock, Davenport Edgar takes on Hebron, and at 8 o'clock, Lawrence Nelson plays Donovan Trumbull. Dannebrog Carroll Bolas receives a first-round bye as the number one seed. The C6 juniors are in St. Paul, 5 o'clock. Ravenna will take on Twin Plains, and at 8 o'clock, St. Paul will play Taylor Burwell Sargent. The number one seed is Palmer Wahlbach Greeley. The number two seed is Shelby Osceola Stromsburg. And finally, the C7 juniors, just four teams, but they travel all the way out to Imperial. Here's one of those brackets that, once again, don't make any sense. Not only do they have to travel to Imperial, Shelton, Gibbon, and Overton, but they start extremely late, 6:30 tonight for Overton and Hershey, 9 o'clock for Shelton, Gibbon, and Imperial in the C7 juniors going on out at Imperial. So best of luck to the area baseball team. Still some regular season action and tournament action going on for the larger classes over the next couple of weekends. I think that pretty much wraps up everything we've got to talk about on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Once again, it was our annual hot dog eating contest. I want to thank Lauren Kaiser for coming up and co-hosting with us today. I want to thank the entire radio crew here for their hospitality and making this thing work. And we want to thank them for just pummeling me with the leftover paper here. They're not very good shots, so I guess I'm pretty good. It's a pretty good thing about that. But Billy Fletcher of Holdridge, he is our champion of 2012. Eric Holen was a winner in 2010, so Holdridge has a couple of winners. He dethrones Gavin Erickson of Axtell, who won it last year. Josh Jeldon was the runner-up. And we want to thank again Billy Fletcher, the champion of the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. We also want to thank Paul Codendike of Spartan Magazine for joining us today on our 12 Teams in 12 Days preview in the Big Ten of Michigan State. Coming up on Monday, we will be chatting with Michigan, and Mark Snyder of the Detroit Free Press will be joining us. Plus, on Monday, we'll be at Meadowlark Hills in Kearney for the Nebraska Children's Home four-person golf scramble. The golf is already going on. We'll be talking with some folks up there, plus the world of sports and what has happened over the weekend. It's all coming up Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Meadowlark Hills. Got some special guest hosts that are going to be on the program next week as well, and we'll let you know about who those are here over the weekend. But for Jeff Babel, our producer, and all the folks associated with the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest, once again, thanks to our sponsors, Hilltop Mall, Troutman's Quality Meats, Culligan, and the Tri-City Storm. This is Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us, and we'll see you on Monday.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.